So, you know, it just amazed me, but I want to lift that up just a little bit. At the point that Nehemiah has built the wall to its full height, and the only thing left to do is hang the gates, halfway finished may be one of the hardest places to be, but almost finished is whenever you are the most vulnerable. How many of us have those metaphorical gates still laying in the yard? Man, we're almost done, but Eric, you still got to grout the floor downstairs in front of the sliding doors. I knew I'd get an amen from the peanut gallery on that. I mean, from my wife's gallery over there. Yeah, on that one. Yes. Yes, how many of us have those metaphorical gates laying in our yard? How many of us are almost finished? We're almost done. You can see the light at the end of the tunnel. And then we fizzle out. We lose focus. Because it's when you're almost finished that you are the most vulnerable. Now, great leaders have this compelling life focus, and because of that, the second characteristics... Oh, I forgot to change it. I'm sorry. Halfway finished is one of the hardest places to be, but almost finished is when you are the most vulnerable. The most vulnerable. So, because great leaders have this compelling life focus, the second characteristics that life focus gives is a great leader perseveres through resistant forces. A great leader perseveres through resistant forces. Look at verse 4. They sent to me four times. Four times. You know the saying, all right already. Right? They sent to me, Nehemiah said, four times in this way, and I answered them in the same manner. And what was that manner again? No. No. That's right. Four times. Now, who he's talking about there are the enemies of Israel. The enemies of Israel. They sent to me four times in this way, and I answered them in the same manner. Look at the forces of resistance. Not once. Not twice. Not three times, but four times. Folks, distractions and opposition will always come against healthy commitments of faith. I want you to hear that. Distractions and opposition will always come against healthy commitments of faith. And I want to tell you right here and right now, when you're closer to that front line of the Christian walk, you will come up to strong resistance. You will come up to strong distractions. If you have no distractions and no resistance in your life, guess what that means? You're not on the front lines, are you? If you have strong distractions and strong opposition in your life, that means you're up there on the front line. You're fighting for the only battle that's worth fighting for. And that is what? Life in Jesus Christ and expanding God's kingdom throughout this community and the world. That is the important battle that we need to fight. Distractions and oppositions will always come against healthy commitments of faith. I'll never forget whenever we started this church out in O'Fallon, we had been a pastor for several years, a pastor family for several years before that. And I was kind of questioning the spiritual warfare scene. Never experienced it really. Whenever we started the church, I learned real quick that the spiritual warfare was alive and well. Because when you get on the front lines of expanding God's kingdom, boy, it raises its ugly face right in front of you every day, doesn't it? 24/7. Health, people, everything flies up in front of your face. When you're on the front lines of expanding God's kingdom, you have huge distractions and opposition. Another resistant force is fatigue. Does anybody ever feel fatigued? Nehemiah had been at this project for some time and stood up against compromise and temptation. You know how it is when you've been at this a long time, how fatigue can set in? I mean, let's just think about, you could think about anything in your life, but since we're in church, let's think about our spiritual walk, our Christian walk. Sometimes, man, Folks, youth, whenever you're at school, sometimes it is just easier to wash your hands and go with the crowd, isn't it?